Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Glad that we were able to track him down because he's got something cool going on. He'll be at Dick's Sporting Goods in Gurnee Friday. That's tomorrow from 6 to 8 to greet fans. You can go to dicks.com/Gurnee for all the details and receive a coupon for $10 off a $25 purchase. New Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson back for his second appearance on the McNeil and Parkin Show. How's it going, Allen? Thanks for the time, man.
No problem, man. It's going well. Can't complain at all.
Good to have you on, Allen. How is the knee feeling? I know you probably haven't been asked that in at least an hour.
Well, it's feeling really good. You know, I'm progressing through everything, you know, back when I feel back running routes and things like that, you know, so it's exciting. You know, I mean, it's been a long time coming, you know, but I'm back to be, I'm glad to be back on the field.
You told us a couple months ago you see no reason to believe why you won't be in full gear when your teammates wear full gear first time in Bourbonnais. You still feeling that way?
Most definitely. You know, again, I think the main thing right now is just, you know, I'm trusting in our training staff, you know, to as far as how they want me to take this process, you know, but everything else, you know, is going as planned, you know, so it just depends on, you know, as far as how they want to progress me into things and things like that, you know, but I mean, everything is right on pace for what we expected.
Do you feel like you could play now? Like, I know you're going to do whatever the doctors say, but like when you're out there at OTAs and you're watching your guys, like, do you feel like you could be out there now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, but again, you know, it's a process, you know, so it's just, you know, taking it one step at a time. You know, like I said before, I'm back to doing routes and different things like that, you know, as far as route running and doing a lot of that different stuff, you know. So again, it's just taking it one day at a time, you know. I understand the patience, you know, from our staff, you know, as far as why they're taking things how they are taking, you know. And for me, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, where I trust their process. You know, everything has worked throughout. So, you know, may as well continue to progress how we have been.
You've used the word trust a few times, Allen Robinson, brand new Bears receiver, joining us on The Score. I kind of suspect you. It's difficult to fully trust a reconstructed knee, an ACL, until you've had a few hits and come out of your breaks at full speed in live action. Is you feel like that's accurate until you actually get out there and take a little bit of a beating you don't know?
I would say you're in the ballpark of, you know, it's just, again, it's one of those things, you know, that's why you do those, that's why you do everything now, you know, that's why you do so many different, as far as like drills and certain mechanics and things like that, you know, so you build that confidence, you know, throughout this process, you know. So, I mean, that's what this whole process is for now, as far as, you know, still kind of being on the side, running routes and doing things like that, you know, I mean, because that's what it's for, you know, for any injury like that, you know, like you said before, you have to, it's something that you also have to just, you know, build trust within not only yourself, but, you know, what you're being told, you know, the training, the workouts and everything like that, you know. So, again, that's where this process is at now, you know, and everything is going, like I said before, as planned and everything, you know, so I'm glad to be where I'm at as far as injury is concerned. You know, I'm feeling good doing what I'm doing.
Allen Robinson with us on The Score. He'll be at the new Dick's Sporting Goods in Gurnee Mills tomorrow for their grand opening weekend event. It's the newest Dick's location. He'll be there from 6 to 8 tomorrow. So what can you and Mitch do to get on the same page and up your guys' chemistry with you not at full speed yet?
Right now, you know, we're just really seeing everything through the same set of eyes. You know, Coach Nagy is such a detailed guy when we're breaking down film and doing things like that, you know, so it makes it relatively easy, you know, to get on the same page, you know. And then, again, this is a very receiver-friendly offense, you know, so at the same time, you know, any questions or anything like that come up during meetings, you know, we just kind of talk about it and just make sure that we've seen everything through the same set of eyes, you know. And it's really not about it's really not about a certain level of chemistry. It's me getting on page with, you know, with what he likes, you know. So, I mean, he's the one running the show, you know. So, I mean, even then, you know, as far as for watching film and doing things like that and seeing things that he likes and picks up on and stuff like that, you know, that's what I have to tell him my game to, you know, and that's the fun part of it.
Have any events transpired, Alan, that maybe you weren't expecting? Any surprises in your conversations with the head coach or with Mitchell Trubisky?
You know, both of them are really cool and down to earth, you know, and very approachable guys. You know, I think that's what's going to make this thing so special. Is, you know, as Coach Nagy is, you know, he coaches it just like he's out there with us, you know, so it isn't. I'm saying he's coaching from a player perspective a lot, you know. So as far as for him, when we're going over things like that, it's detailed. You know, he understands people's games and what you bring to the table as a player, you know. So he does give you that freedom in your route running and stuff as a player, you know. But at the same time, he definitely harps on the details of timing and different things like that, you know. So, and I think that's what makes this offense, you know, so good, is that, you know, he allows everybody to play fast and play how they play, you know, and bring to the table what they bring to the table as a player, you know. And the same thing for Mitch, you know, he's the same way, you know, as far as being a very approachable, down-to-earth guy, you know, where you could just talk football with, you know, you could talk other sports with, you know. And I think once you kind of have coaches like that and teammates like that and are able to build that chemistry, you know, I think it goes a long way on the field.
Alan, the Bears obviously are very invested in Mitch Trubisky. They trade it up. They take him at number 2 overall. He's got a new coach, all sorts of hopes, right, on Mitch Trubisky. How good do you think he can be?
The sky is the limit for him, you know. It's funny because I'm watching film today, you know, each and every day he does something different, you know, to really make me say, wow, you know. I mean, he has an incredible delivery as far as, you know, just how the ball comes out, you know. I mean, he has a tremendous arm, you know, and that's something I've picked up on early just from, you know, catching passes from him and, you know, through – different drills and just watching film, you know. I mean, he can make any throw on the field, you know, and he's an athletic dude, you know. So, and I think you don't really get that combination at the quarterback position that much in this league, you know. Kind of sometimes it's one or the other, you know. But I mean, for him having both, you know, and also being very knowledgeable under center, you know, I think this guy's a limit for him, you know. And he's a guy who comes in and puts the work in each and every day.
Alan, what thoughts did you have yesterday when you learned of the NFL's new ruling with penalty fines attached to teams that aren't compliant with the new rule on staying in the locker room if you'd rather take a knee? Don't do it on the field. Do it in the locker room. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, this is kind of my first time hearing about it. You know, I had heard from some of my buddies and stuff like that, you know, today about it. So I really haven't digested, you know, that much or really looked into it that much, you know. But from what I'm hearing, you know, it is very unfortunate, you know, that organizations and players as well, you know, will be fined, you know, for something that's, you know, relatively just an expression of thought, you know. So I think whenever you kind of boil those things down, it is frustrating, you know. And I don't just think for the player, you know, I think for the organization as well, you know, because I mean it's a one and the same from players to coaches and, you know, to upper management and the organization, you know. So once you kind of bring fine and stuff like that, once you bring that involved with, you know, just a kind of thought or expression of opinion, you know, that really makes things tough just from a whole standpoint.
It's like this new age of the NFL now, it's like we have to ask you, do you plan to stand for the national anthem this year? Have your teammates talked about what they plan to do?
Again, we haven't really talked about it, you know. Again, that's not even something that I've really, you know, thought about at all, you know. For me, again, it's just been so much going on, you know. Even just hearing that, you know, now, I really haven't wrapped my mind around too much of that at all, you know. I mean, my main focus now has just been, you know, getting back healthy and just getting back on the field, you know. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, who knows what anybody's going to do, you know. I mean, we still are a good bit of ways away from the season, you know.
We're talking to Alan Robinson here on The Score. You can check him out at Dick's Sporting Goods in Gurnee tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. for their opening of the new store, the grand opening, all weekend long. Go to dicks.com/Gurnee for the details, and you could receive a coupon for $10 off a $25 purchase. The last time we had you on, we were talking about your different jersey collections, and you asked us for some pizza recommendations. How have you been liking Chicago?
Man, I've been loving it. You know, I mean, I grew up a Midwest kid, you know, so it's not too different from, you know, from the city I grew up in, which is Detroit, you know. So, I mean, I'm loving the city, you know, loving the area, you know, loving the facility, you know. It's a very up-class organization, you know, which is super special, you know, going into the facility, you know, seeing so much history, seeing the Lombardi Trophy, you know, being able to just go to the city of Chicago. You know, they have everything down there from food to shopping and anything, you know. They have major sports teams, theme parks, you know. It's any and everything that you want from a place to live is right here, you know, and that's very exciting for me.
The last time I was in a Dick's Sporting Goods, by the way, they had a Bears 15 jersey up on the – and this is last football season with Brandon Marshall's name on it. And he'd been gone for a little while. Maybe they can take some of those unused Brandon Marshalls and re-embroider them for an Allen Robinson 15 jersey. I think that would be most appropriate. That, and there were a lot of old-time Bears up there because – people would rather have those, Allen, than some of the more recent Bears. So hopefully your career will continue to prosper here. Good luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.